Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to my chair. Every day, we will meet here to reflect on the day's devotion from the School of Prayer devotional book. If you don't have a digital copy yet, I encourage you to check out whoisgrace.com/school. Today is Thursday of week 2, and we are on page 16 in the School of Prayer devotional book. Earlier this week, I mentioned what a gift the Word of God is to us. It is truly remarkable that He inspired men and preserved the text through thousands of years. I just need to stop and marvel at that for a moment. Today, our devotion focuses on Philippians 4, 5 through 7. These words come at the conclusion of Paul's letter to the church in Philippi. This was a city he had visited more than once. He knew the faces that would read and hear this letter read, and he cared deeply for them, and he wanted to encourage them. And note that Paul is not some lofty leader sitting in a palace writing hard words to those who are beneath him. Nope, not at all. He's sitting in prison and he's thinking about his friends and he's wanting God's best for them. And we get to read that letter. That's extraordinary. I'm going to start with verse 4 in Philippians 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. If you can, highlight or underline the phrase in the middle, with thanksgiving. I don't know about you, but when I'm anxious and worried, thankfulness is not an easy attitude. And that's why I come back to these words again and again and again. I have so much to learn about prayer, and there's treasure to be found in these four verses that I want to mine for the rest of my life. Like a flow chart, I need to follow Paul's lead as he points back to Jesus. Sarah, are you anxious? If yes, start praying. Sarah, are you humbly asking God for all the things? If yes, do so with thanksgiving. Sarah, do you believe God hears your requests? If yes, let go of the worry and welcome His peace. And Sarah, when you wake up tomorrow and you're worried, repeat. We are not yet made perfect, right? Well, I'm definitely not, and perhaps some of you are closer, but this isn't a once and done scenario. And that's really a beautiful thing. This is an invitation to return again and again, knowing and trusting that He will answer our prayers, that He will heal our prayers, that He will provide peace. So today, let's bring some of our anxieties to the Lord. Let's thank Him for what He is going to do, and let's welcome His peace. Lord, I come to You today. And I want to tell You that my heart is troubled. I feel anxious and worried. God, there are a couple of people in my life whom I love dearly, who are wrestling with relationships that are broken and need reconciled, or wrestling with a body that's being broken and needs healed. And God, there are times when the anxiety over those things can take my breath away, steal the words from my mouth. But God, I believe that what You have said is true. And that when I pause to breathe out and step into Your presence, that You are right there, that You see and hear the cries of my heart, and that You want to guard my heart and my mind with Your peace. You want to guard me against that debilitating anxiety and worry. You want to help me stand up in the middle of the storm. You want to help me pause in the middle of the chaos. You want to help me hear Your still small voice in the middle of the noise that says, I love You and I see them. And I want You to trust me that every day of their life, I have seen and known before they were even born. And there is no place that You or they could go outside of my presence. And that I will hold You in my mighty hands with steadfast love every single day. And that your hope, Sarah, is in me. Their hope is in me. In an eternity that will one day, all things will be made new and right. And even now, Lord, I trust that you are making all things new. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayers. Thank you. Thank you for being at work in hearts and lives when I feel paralyzed by worry and indecision and a lack of knowing what to do. Thank you that you desire what's best. Thank you that you are always righteous and good. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, you can always access Grace's daily read plan at whoisgrace.com/read. Please like, subscribe, and share this podcast so others can find it. I look forward to meeting you at my chair again tomorrow.